Buckler commented.
7 young'uns in all just vanished into thin air. There's got to be an explanation, Mother Abbess. Has anything unusual happened round Redwall lately? Have you spotted any strange beasts lurking about?
Skipper spoke.
Aye, we caught a vermin. A young stoat early yesterday, sitting as pretty as you please, stuffing himself with victuals in Friar Sugum's kitchens.
The good friar piped up.
Ah, typical vermin. Made the right old mess. Food scattered everywhere. Skipper caught the villain, though. Gave him a right old pasting with an oven paddle and made him clean it all up.
Diggs heaved himself upright, stifling a belch.
Just what, as the blighter deserved. What? You still have the rogue? Me and Buck should have a word with the blighter.
Marjoram explained.
Alas, no. The Dibbons went missing, so we all went off to search for them. The stoat escaped and hid himself up in the attics. He was seen, and we went up there to get him. That's when the tragedy occurred. Poor Brother Tollam and the wretched stoat were killed in the attempt to recapture him.
Buckler paced up and down, deliberating.
The vermin must have had an accomplice outside the walls. Whoever it was the one who took your babes.
Form old Darby nodded his velvety head sagely.
We've figured that out already, sir. But what do us'ns do's about it?
Abbess Marjoram interrupted.
May I say something? Coming from Salamandastra, no doubt you've heard of our abbey founder, Martin the Warrior. Now I know this is hard for you to grasp, Buck, but Martin spoke to me in a dream.
The young hare shrugged.
Nothing new, Mother Abbess. Our badger lords have been known to have many visions that can't be explained. What did Martin say?
Marjoram repeated the words carefully.
Corim Alfir. Just those two words. I don't know what they mean. However, just before the stoat died, I repeated the words to him. He didn't seem at all familiar with the first word, Corim. But when I mentioned Alfir, he looked very frightened. Globby, that was the stoat's name, sat up and pointed to the open attic window. Then he said, Althea, Sable Queen. That was all. He went limp and died. So, that's what we know. Corim, Althea, Sable Queen. What do you make of it, Buck?
Buckler stopped pacing. He remained silent a while, thinking hard. Then he gave his verdict.
Well, I don't know what either Corim or Althea means. You say the vermin looked frightened when you said Althea, then he said Sable Queen. To my mind, Sable Queen must be the title for some vermin ruler. So it follows that she has others in her service. I mean, many others. That's why she's a queen. The young ones were stolen from 3 different areas. So for some reason, unknown to us, she's stealing small woodlanders. Hedgehogs, shrews, a mole and a squirrel maid, right?